Home to British Prime Ministers since 1735, 10 Downing Street rivals America's White House as the most famous political building in the world. The rooms behind that famous black door have seen some of the most important decisions affecting Britain in the last 300 years. They have also been home to some of the UK's most famous political figures, including Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher. Britain's first female Prime Minister called the building one of the most precious jewels in the nation's heritage. This jewel dates back to the 1680s. George Downing, a diplomat and crooked property developer, decided to build some houses in a new street near Parliament in Downing Street. In 1735, King George II presented No. 10 and two more houses to Prime Minister Sir Robert Walpole, who converted them into one large building. Downing Street soon became the nerve centre of British politics and diplomacy. A visitor standing in Downing Street will see the famous black door and black brick front. 60 years ago, the government decided to clean the building. They discovered that the original colour of the bricks was yellow. 200 years of pollution was to blame. And that black door? Well, the original colour was green. The government painted everything black again. And the famous letterbox? Just decoration. Oh, and it is impossible to open the door from the street. There is a doorbell with the word push. Once inside the door, you can visit approximately 100 rooms. Over the years, the Prime Minister's official residence has extended into adjacent buildings, with dozens of rooms connected by a labyrinth of corridors. The rooms include the Cabinet Room, the heart of government, offices, conference rooms, reception rooms, sitting rooms, dining rooms, kitchens, an interior courtyard and terrace, and a private residence. When you enter No. 10, the first thing you see is the magnificent 18th century staircase. On the walls are pictures of every Prime Minister, with two of Churchill. The Cabinet Room, with its large floor-to-ceiling windows, dominates the ground floor. And there are three state drawing rooms. In one of them, John Logie Baird demonstrated his new invention, the television, in 1926. Other interesting parts of No. 10 include the kitchen, which is two stories high and has a 4 meter by 1 meter chopping block, and a rose garden at the back.